On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
The pilot whose plane crashed during the Shoreham Air Show, killing 11 men, has been cleared of manslaughter. Andy Hill had been attempting a loop when his Hawker Hunter jet exploded into a fireball on the A27 in West Sussex in August 2015. The 54-year-old has been acquitted following a trial at the Old Bailey, which lasted 7 weeks. Speaking afterwards, he read out the names of those who lost their lives.
I'm truly sorry for the part I played in their death. And it is they that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Well, Bob and Caroline Schilt lost their son Jacob in the crash. They wanted Mr. Hill to express regret.
Perhaps his lawyers had told him not to say anything about any sort of remorse, but it just seemed that it was almost like he was lecturing us rather than taking responsibility for it.
KMFM News.
The Prime Minister's warned we may never leave the EU if MPs reject a Brexit deal in Parliament next week.
Everyone now wants to get it done. Move beyond the arguments, past the bitterness of the debate, and out of the EU as a united country ready to make a success of the future.
Speaking in Grimsby, Theresa May says no one knows what'll happen if her agreement doesn't pass. She's also called on Brussels to give ground on the Irish backstop to prevent a hard border. The family of a 21-year-old man whose death from sepsis uncovered serious failings at a Kent hospital, so they want to make sure nothing like it ever happens again. Tim Mason died last March after he was sent home from A&E at Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells Hospital. They've admitted liability after 7 months of what his parents have described as emotional hell. A man who drove the wrong way along the M20 in a tipper truck he'd stolen from a house in Ashford has been jailed for almost 2 years. Kevin Andrews was banned from driving when he was spotted going London bound on the coastbound carriageway in December. The 29-year-old from Barnfield Park in New Ash Green near Sevenoaks was eventually stopped in the village of Vigo.
KMFM News.
A Chatham woman's hoping to inspire more women to get into science and engineering after getting a £50,000 grant for her invention. Fania Ismail's developed a waterproof paper coating that can replace the plastic in disposable coffee cups and food packaging. She's one of 9 women being recognised by the government on International Women's Day and has been telling us why she came up with the idea.
It's the impact that it has and the way that we can make better human and living species and environmental friendly products was the main reason behind committing myself and getting a team together to help me.
Talks are underway about having an ice rink in Maidstone this Christmas. Business leaders and the council are discussing the idea of setting one up in Moat Park over the festive season. And another art trail is coming to Kent, this time featuring the famous Elmer the Elephant character from the children's books. Dozens of the sculptures will be decorated by different artists and placed around Maidstone, similar to the snow dogs that featured in Ashford last year. It'll be raising money for the Heart of Kent Hospice. Sarah Pugh is their chief exec.
It's going to be exciting to see all the different Elmers on the streets of Maidstone. They'll be highlighting all the heritage and cultural assets of Maidstone and encouraging people to get active, to get out with their family and take part in the parade.
It'll be happening in the summer of 2020. You can watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and it's another important game for Gillingham this weekend as they look to climb further from the League One relegation zone. With that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ish.
Well, they welcome Oxford United to Priestfield in a battle between 18th and 19th in the table. Jill's boss, Steve Lovell, says a lot can change very quickly.
Up until the 91st minute last Saturday, we were in 13th place. And that's how quick it can change. We've got to take each game as it comes. Saturday's a big game for us. And I know we've got a lot of big games coming up between now and the end of the season, but the most important one is Oxford.
Gillingham are currently 3 points off the drop zone with 11 games left to play this season. Staying with football, and Manchester United caretaker manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says he's not thinking about getting the job full-time despite speculation he'll be hired permanently. His players have praised him following their dramatic Champions League win against PSG in midweek. And in cricket, England will be keen to wrap up their 2020 international series in the West Indies later with a game to spare. Kent's Joe Denley and Sam Billings were part of the side that beat them by 4 wickets in St Lucia earlier in the week. The next 2 matches are in St Kitts.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.